The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Wednesday, for those of you who have survived Monday and Tuesday, hip hip hooray for you, broadcasting live from the wet farm in Massachusetts. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler are dry in Southern California, and you are wondering what's going on. The death of Lauren Bacall, 89 years old, one of the Hollywood icons. I remember her on Johnny Carson any number of times. Matter of fact, I think there was more than flirtation between the two of them, wasn't there?
Really?
Yeah, I think they're...
Scandalous.
Was, yes. Easy to talk about now. Some of your favorite... We had yesterday with the passing of Robin Williams the question about your favorite Robin Williams movie. Interesting how that turned out. 28% of you said it was too hard to pick just one. 20% of you said Good Morning Vietnam, which would have been my second pick. Good Will Hunting was 11%. Mrs. Doubtfire, 16%. Dead Poets Society, 8%. Hook, 7%. Night at the Museum, 4%. So, following on the heels of that question is the obvious question about your favorite Lauren Bacall movie. A, to have or have not.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
That is a great line. Great line. Anyway, movies that we've listed on the poll at DougSteffen.com, Have or Have Not, Big Sleep, Dark Passage, Key Largo, How to Marry a Millionaire, The Shootist would be mine.
Mr. Books, you are a notorious individual, utterly lacking in character or decency. You're an assassin.
It's going to which end of the gun you're on. Rubbish.
She was the mother to the character played by Ken, where did that come from? Obi. Where did it just do? It just came, blew out of my mind when I said Ken. Ronnie Howard, right. And had wonderful things. He loved that kid. John Wayne did. And the kid, really, they had a wonderful relationship. And apparently, John Wayne and Lauren Bacall had been friends forever, but they never did a movie together.
Huh.
So John Wayne wanted her to play the role that she did in his last movie. And so that would be my, of all of them. I think there are some, look at some of that earlier stuff with her and Humphrey Bogart. Whenever they were together, Humphrey Bogart was totally addicted to tobacco. He would smoke 4, 5, 6 packs of cigarettes a day, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And that's why he died at the age of 56. She was a big smoker, and then when he died, she stopped. And that perhaps was responsible for her getting a few more years. Anyway, that's one of the items of interest here today. I'm trying to remember how many times she was married. She was married to Humphrey Bogart.
I think twice.
Yeah. And the second one was a loser kind of marriage, I think, too, wasn't it, Kenny?
Jason Robards.
Yeah. No, actually, that wasn't bad.
I was going to say, I like him.
No, he was good. I was thinking there was somebody else in there besides Humphrey Bogart and Jason Robards. Two of them, he was quite a good character actor, also addicted to tobacco and died fairly early. What is it they say these things happen in threes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether that is true or not. More people talking about Robin Williams. I think I've stopped. I don't want to talk much more about him because I don't think there's much more to say about him that hasn't been said other than this whole business about depression and acknowledging it and feeling like I think I've been the only one who said enough already. And it was noted through, and Kenny heard me talking about this in the last hour, noted through his career that it was just always, it was sort of, maybe the reason it bothers me a little bit is because I'm thinking, you know, the old business about mirroring, psychological mirroring. He would be asked one question in an interview and he'd go on for 40 minutes.
Right.
He just couldn't stop talking.
Well, he was always, you know, he was energetic. He was always thinking ahead. And I really think that when you're a comedian, you're so worried about what people are thinking about you and whether or not you're making people laugh that you just keep going on and on and on and on until you feel like you get that desired
Which
result.
Comes first? How does that fit into? I didn't sense that when he played Adrian Cronauer in Good Morning Vietnam. Didn't sense that same feeling as I did feel watching him later on in his career. I was reading a story about the Good Morning and the way he spread it out. Good Morning Vietnam! Barry Levinson directed that movie. It was shot in 1987. Barry Levinson was interested in keeping Cronauer, the real Cronauer, away from Robin Williams. He didn't want...
He want to corrupt each other?
he said that he was afraid that if Robin... This is Cronauer writing in the Army Times. Said that he was afraid that if Robin and I met, that Robin would somehow start to do an unconscious imitation of me, which would change the characterization. So we were kept deliberately apart through the filming until the film was supposed to premiere in New York. He said, because this is Hollywood, things weren't always historically accurate. Those of you who have been in the military know that if I had done stuff that Robin Williams did in the movie, I'd be in Leavenworth. So anyway, maybe there's something to be said. I thought Cronauer was an interesting guy. He was the lawyer of note for Radio America, which is our originating network. And I met him a number of times. Short little guy. Pretty quiet, actually. So I think the Robin Williams character that he played, I thought it was also interesting. He pointed out that Robin Williams' rank and insignia in the film Good Morning Vietnam were clearly Air Force. Cronauer was a sergeant in the Air Force. The American Forces Radio Network, which at the time was called the Armed Forces Radio Network, it was a different sort of time. I don't want to get off on this. I just am thinking out loud about what I remember knowing about Cronauer and having conversations with him about it. And whatever. One of the people who replaced he was on Armed Forces Radio, that is Cronauer, when he got out, his replacement was an Army broadcaster named Pat Sajak.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I think I did, but you reminded me. I'd forgotten.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, thinking about the passing of these two stars and what it has meant for us to be focused, two very different people. Very, very different lives, very different acting career, very different approach to life, but still worth the conversation. Bacall received her only Academy Award nomination for a supporting role in The Mirror Has Two Faces, where she played Barbara Streisand's mother. But look at the movies that she was in, all really pretty important movies, actually, when you get right down to it. So, some reminiscing going on here, a quarter after the hour. It's time for us to think about a wonderful deal. As a matter of fact, some people think this is the best deal of the year for Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus features arginine. Arginine, you may know it as L-arginine, is the miracle amino acid that safely widens your arteries so that you can maintain a healthy blood pressure level. Doctors are discovering new benefits every day. Some of the research that's come along in the last few months focused on blood pressure, the restoring of the elasticity of the arteries certainly helps in blood. So if you've got high blood pressure, you should be calling 800-577-8560. Or if it looks like it's on its way up. If you've got serious high blood pressure issues, obviously you're under the care of a doctor. And this is probably not the direction that you might go in, lest I get going down that path. The last night we sat around having dinner a little bit and watched one of the NCIS shows. And every time we went to commercial break, it's one of these ads for pharmaceuticals. And it's 15 seconds of what the product does and then 40 seconds of why you shouldn't take it. It's one of the most amazing phenomena I've ever seen in my life. And it is truth or proof that when you are doing advertising, pretty much you mention the name, and that's what sticks with people.
It never sounds good,
what
by
it
the
does.
Way. All the stuff they warn you against?
No, it's horrible. I don't mean. I wouldn't want to.
Like, this may cause explosive diarrhea at any time.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
It's always left.
Your brain may explode tomorrow.
Out.
Yeah,
it may come out through your nose. But
yeah. Yeah. Itching and burning.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. This will cause Ebola. Anyway, Heart Factors Plus is something that's not from that department. This is a very interesting supplement because of its the makeup of arginine, nitric oxide, all the things that your body does but not enough of if you have high blood pressure or you want to just maintain things. I like the blood going to my brain and to my muscles and my heart. That's why I take it. Now, the Heart Factors Plus order department, 800-577-8560. Call them now. And tell them you're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. They'll send you a 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil supplement free with your order of Heart Factors Plus. 3 months each of a supply of really good product for the price of one. 800-577-8560. Risk-free. Doesn't like the results? You send back the product and get your money back. 800-577-8560.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
Is it Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Yeah,
Adams.
Like,
that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com for details.
That lady sounds like Lauren Bacall. See a
little
bit?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, we're saying what you're thinking, Kenny. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wake up, rise and shine, folks.
Yeah, what is this?
Ew, this happens to be the Who.
Who?
Who, the Who. According to the story at DougSteffen.com, the Who is asking you for help with their 50th anniversary. The Who, readying themselves 50 years on tour, making music. They want to share rare and lost recordings, maybe some forgotten radio and TV performances, some footage from concerts, bootleg recordings, anything like that. All kinds of memorabilia. Here's an example of what they're looking for. The high numbers at the Railway Hotel, which a Dutch fan had been holding on to since 1964. It's a 2002 film they were involved in, The Who, including the best and most interesting items in their anniversary releases, crediting a lot of their fans already who have offered them a lot of these things. I don't know how to... I have groups that I like and singers that I like. The only autograph I ever got in my life was from Neil Sedaka. And other than that, I don't need... I can give you Justin Hayward's email address if that's important. Being around people who have high visibility is kind of fun, but I don't get over the top with some of this stuff, but some people really do. And I remember Roberta Fasinelli, one of the members of our group here, was fanatic. She's always been fanatical about Bruce Springsteen, but she's been a fanatical Who follower, too, for whatever the reason. I never thought that the Who was a group that you would that engendered this much spirit, Kenny, but apparently I'm wrong. There, by the way, they're putting out a greatest hits collection, the Who Hits 50, coming out in October. Roger Daltrey, Peter Townsend, and the rest of them are going to hit this tour bus and go to the UK and North America. I guess the tour around England is this fall, and then coming to a North American venue next year. So anyway, as they observe their golden anniversary, one wonders why it is that they had so much cultural impact. What do you think the secret is, Kenny?
Well, I think that I think just what they sang about really connected with teenagers. It was a lot of songs about angst and about growing up, and
yeah.
I think that connected with a lot of people.
You do. Okay. Well, that makes good sense, yeah. It's emotion. It's all about emotion, for sure. So anyway, if you've got anything that I thought this program ought to focus on this for two reasons. One of them is because it's interesting, iconic music, and to acknowledge the tour, but maybe you've got some stuff, and you can send it along to them. The Who at umusic.com. That's where you can send whatever you have. The Who at umusic.com. All right? There you go. The story of the Who's anniversary. Meanwhile, from the late night shows last night, a couple of jokes. First one from Jimmy Fallon. Next one from Conan O'Brien.
A lot of people are upset that President Obama went to the beach yesterday with everything that's going on in the world. You know, times are tough for Obama because even the sharks were like, I'm not going near that guy. I mean, this is just bad. But I think Obama understands people's concerns. After spending the day at the beach, he said, this has been fun, but I should really get back to the golf course. Because priorities are priorities.
Hillary Clinton and President Obama have been publicly feuding about foreign policy. But Hillary says that they're going to see each other at a party tomorrow, and they plan on hugging it out. Yeah, when Bill Clinton heard this, he said, oh, so it's that kind of party, huh? All right.
All right.
He's like, I want to go to more of those.
Of course he does. Hi to the folks listening in Wheeling, West Virginia today to the Good Day program. Bismarck, North Dakota. Harrisonburg, Virginia. How do you do? I was looking at the story on today's show at the Doug Steffen website. Right next to it is a big orange box. Why don't I want you to go there? I want you to order BuzzBox Coffee. Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, what do you think about the controversy of allowing two doctors infected with Ebola to come back to the U.S. for treatment?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
I have a happy dance in common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. As a result of an outbreak of Ebola in West Africa, two Americans got infected and were flown to the United States for treatment. In light of a public outcry, was this the right move?
Hysteria certainly sells newspapers and takes up commercial time. I think that the media's reaction has been irresponsible. We do have a crisis in Western Africa that we, the United States, and the world community need to address. But these are two Americans. We have the facilities. We have the transportation mechanisms to bring them safely home and to put them in a position where they can be taken care of. So this, oh, is it mutating? Is it this? They don't know. They're speculating. And on something this serious, I think that's irresponsible.
I absolutely agree with Ron. Yeah, they're Americans. And any other contagious diseases that Americans contract overseas, we don't want to bring them home? Ann Coulter, any of you? You know, come on. They're Americans. They're sick. We need to bring them home.
Remind us what Ann Coulter did in fact say.
Well, I would have to paraphrase, but basically it was just that, you know, why is this guy going over there and taking care of all these Africans anyway, where he could stay home and take care of Americans instead, and then not pick up a terrible disease that he's then going to drag back to America, something like that.
This disease is infectious, but not contagious, and there is a difference. I'm your host.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
After the hour, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen in this hour of the Good Day program. Primaries held yesterday around the country as Tuesdays are voting day, usually. Businessman Mike McFadden.
Any relation to Rich?
I don't think so. Got an easy victory yesterday for the Republican Senate nomination in Minnesota. McFadden argued that he was the only candidate who could raise enough money to take on Al Franken, who is the current U.S. senator who's up for re-election in Minnesota. After the party endorsed McFadden, the only credible challenger to him was a state rep named Jim Abler, ran a shoestring campaign. He used an old ambulance. I saw somebody once who ran his campaign out of an old hearse. Same kind of thing. McFadden raised $4 million. This guy raised $146,000. So you figure money is it. So that's the situation in Minnesota. Over in the governor's race there, a county commissioner named Jeff Johnson emerged from a four-way Republican primary field. Now he will take on the Democratic governor, Mark Dayton. One wonders how well. I always thought Minnesota was more of a right-leaning state, but then when Al Franken was elected, I changed my mind. So you wonder whether it'll be a Democrat or a Republican. Democrats facing some tough challenge is, and so are some of the Republicans, ought to be that everybody is facing a challenge that's strong, because most of them suck, and they ought to have some challengers. Frank, is that too poignant? Is that too direct? Oy. Governor Scott Walker from Wisconsin, back on the ballot, seeking re-election. He's been governor already 2 terms. Well, I guess he won. He first won in 2010, and then again that recall election. I guess we'd call that an election of sorts, right, Kenny? He could be on the. Well, he has sort of subtle presidential aspirations too, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
He's got the looks for it. I mean, I know people say politics isn't, it shouldn't be about the looks, but in so many cases it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the political look.
Here's the name that I wondered about, frankly, Michelle Bachmann's replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So she's another Minnesota politician. Boy, there's a lot of Minnesota stuff going on here. Well, actually, it was because it was the.
That's where they grow them. They have a lot of politician right. fields up in Minnesota.
Do they? Oh. Tom Emmer, who lost the governor's race. To the current holder, 9,000 votes, cruise to victory in the primary, which is being vacated by Ms. Bachmann. He raised $1 million. Look at the kinds of money connected to some of these circumstances. In Connecticut, Tom Foley, who is a businessman, won the Republican primary for governor, setting up a rematch between him and Democrat Daniel Malloy, who defeated him 4 years ago, looking for a second term. Funny, it's the next state to Massachusetts where I live. I know very little about what's going on in Connecticut. One of the things that got everybody's attention there was because of the gun control discussion, the gun law passed after the school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. That figured prominently in the primary. The fellow who came out, Foley was an ambassador island under President Bush. He got an endorsement in his race against Senate Majority Leader John McKinney from Bush. Anyway, McKinney, a veteran legislature whose district includes Newtown, where the gunman shot up those kids that shot the kids in their school, defended his work to help craft the legislation. Gun control is a very important. Just these guys from the gun control lobbyists make it wherever it can be. They target guys like this. So it'll be interesting to see how effective that may be in November. So let's see, what else do we have? How many more weeks of these? We have Wyoming and Alaska next week, I think, isn't it? Or the week after? How much interest is there with you? Honestly, because I steer away from politics most of the time here, I think it's my job maybe to bring you up to date, although looking back at the last 3 or 4 minutes of conversation, I find it kind of flat to have gone through all of that information. Yeah. Is anybody excited about any of that information?
It's kind of like the after effect of an award show. Like, when, you know,
yeah.
Once it's done, I mean, the excitement is in what leads up to it, I think.
Really? How so?
The excitement is in the race.
Yeah? What was exciting about any of these races? These were primary
races.
None
for me, because I'm not in their areas.
Oh, okay. So what would happen if there was something exciting going on in California with either of the two of you? Has the primary even been held in California?
We had the governor's race in June.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just the governor's race. I mean, the primary
was
set up
the big one, though. That was the primary, the governor.
So it wasn't the congressional races and establishing who was going to run for Congress in the various
district
parties?
District by district,
wasn't
yes.
a big deal?
It wasn't a big deal. Most
wasn't
the
it?
Biggest deal in the
no.
primary was the governor.
Mm-hmm. Who's your congressman, Jennifer?
My congressman is Buck McKeon.
Uh-huh. And how effective or good is he? I don't even recognize his name.
I like him, actually.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, everybody likes their local guy, but he is, he tends to be very pro, like, he has the same stance, let me formulate my thought here, same stance that I do on immigration and defense and that sort of thing, so that's why I like him, because we have the same set of ideas.
To your credit, you know how he feels about issues. Do the people that work with you who are your age, do they know anything about him?
I don't know. You know, because the people that I work with live in different areas. So I would say probably the people that live in this area that I know probably don't know much about him now.
Kenny, who's your congressman?
Duncan Hunter Jr.
Ah, Duncan Hunter Jr. See, we all know that name because Duncan Hunter ran for president.
Yeah, well, but he was a representative.
Except he doesn't use Jr. in any of his literature.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So he doesn't hang himself to his father.
Well, he wants people to think he's his father.
I got it. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yes, you see Duncan Hunter on the ballot. Vote for him. Hunter, and I'll vote for him. Yeah,
vote for him. Okay, so then he's an opportunist, as it were.
Yes.
Did you vote for him?
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Thinking it through?
No, I liked and respected his father very much, but...
This guy's a dribbler.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Story today that's more interesting... Actually, this you may or may not have heard the story of the fellow... who is attempting to capture a video of lightning. I'm thinking about this right now because where I am on the farm, we're in the middle of a lightning, thunder and lightning storm, and it's likely at any moment that I could get kicked off the air. I shouldn't probably hold that thought, but that's what happens with lightning.
Always good to think.
So here's the story of Rob Montehano, who wanted to get the lightning on video so his children could see how exciting... This, you look up at the, if you really look at lightning, it is fascinating. I think it's scary, but it's fascinating to look at these electrical currents, which is really what it is, zooming across the sky. So this guy wanted to get it on video, so he pulled out his cell phone and started shooting. Moments later, there was this boom, this loud crash. And this guy, Montehano, felt electricity surging through his body. It's like every muscle in your body goes off at once. Luckily, he survived the lightning strike and didn't suffer any major injuries. But he got hit by lightning, recording a video of lightning.
Yeah, that's when you need to go inside.
He said, yeah. I made possibly the world's worst decision. I'm standing there in the middle of an open field, the highest point in a lightning storm, and I'm trying to video it. Duh, you dummy. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, he was struck by, but he's okay. But what's the old expression? You can't get struck by lightning twice. What's that expression?
Something like that.
Yeah, close to that. Yeah, not a smart idea.
Unless you live like in a motorhome park, because it seems like those poor people always are getting struck by.
Well, they get the hurricanes and that sort of thing.
Tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. I have a quick story to follow up on my conversation about the Salvation Army from last week. You may or may not have heard me talking about calling, 800-SA-TRUCK. Last week I called using my cell phone, happens to be a 310 area code, so they couldn't connect me to the 508 area code where they don't have the ability as Salvation Army to connect you from one phone to another. And so after spending a lot of time telling me why they couldn't hook up a call to the person who had set up a pickup for me, I became frustrated and thought, the heck with them. But then I decided yesterday I'll give it another try on my 508 phone. So I picked up the phone and dialed 800-SA-TRUCK. Got to an operator. Said, I'd like to have a pickup. Yes, sir. We'll be happy to come pick up your stuff. I thought, this is great. And he said, the next opportunity for us to send a truck to your zip code into your area is September 24th.
Oh, I'll mark it in my calendar.
Let's see here. Wait a minute. Today's August the, whatever it is, 13th, 4th. Well, yesterday was the 12th.
Yeah.
So you want me to wait 6 weeks. The stuff's in my garage. I want to give it to you now. And you can't come for 6 weeks. So I thought, I don't know, maybe some of you think that I'm being picky. I want to help these people. I believe, and I have believed in the Salvation Army for a long time. But I will tell you, I'm not, if this is the way they run things, when somebody wants to give you something of value and you can't pick it up for 6 weeks, what does that say? It could say two things. They're very busy and a lot of people want to donate, or
you don't really need it.
You don't need it. That's the message I got. So then I picked up the phone and called Goodwill, figuring Salvation Army can't get the stuff. I'll give it to Goodwill. This is television. Right, we have the Cyclone. Meredith the Cyclone is here cleaning everything out of the house. So I got desks and chairs and bicycles and television sets and stuff of value. It was probably $4,000 or $5,000 worth of stuff.
I'll tell you right now my little trick, because you know that's most of what I did last week.
You were cleaning out too.
Just cleaning things out, getting rid of clutter. Yeah. And I had great stuff, you know, coffee pot, you know, just stuff that would be of value to somebody
Taste, but you also have good taste for the stuff. Yeah, it would have some value. Yeah.
So you know, the Salvation Army doesn't pick up, and neither does Goodwill in my area. But the people that do, and you may want to check locally because they come within 2 days, are the Vietnam Veterans of America.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, Vietnam Vets.
Yep, type in Vietnam Vets of America. They came out yesterday for me, and I called them on Sunday.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, because when I called Goodwill, they were happy to come out and pick up the stuff. They charged me $140 for picking it up. I can call 1-800-USA-JUNK. I can call the junk guy for $100 and have him come get the stuff. But they don't want it. So what is their message? What's this? What are we being told here by all these?
I was shocked. You know, I found that out years ago when I first moved in here, and I was giving away stuff that my, you know, my grandmother's stuff. Again, stuff of value that people could use, clothing stuff that I wasn't going to use.
Yep.
And I was so disheartened to find that they wouldn't come and get it from me. Because for me, I'm, you know, I'm one person, and I'm a woman, and I have a car. I don't have a big truck. I don't have things to haul. And I don't have a lot of time to go do it. So I want to help. I want to do the right thing. I don't want to throw it in a dumpster. So come and get it. Make it easy. And that's, I mean, I'm not getting paid by these Vietnam vets, but that's why I love them so much.
I don't
they
care
come,
to pay them.
They come quickly. They, you know, they leave you the receipt. They thank you. They send you little thank you notes.
Really?
I mean, it's great.
Okay. So that's what I'll do. Thank you, Jennifer. That was a big help. Hopefully a lot of people around the country got the same idea. The hell with the Salvation Army and Goodwill. Let's call the Vietnam Vets of America. Great idea. Thank you. 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Don't forget to get your free pound of coffee by going online to DougSteffens.com and looking for the BuzzBox, the orange BuzzBox box, as opposed to the red one. There's only one. I'm being facetious. The green one doesn't exist. It's an orange box. Right-hand side of most of the pages of DougSteffens.com. There to encourage you to buy the best tasting. Jennifer is drinking this stuff. Michael drinks it. Michael, did you have to grind it this time, or did you have?
No, they sent the ground.
They sent the grounds. Okay. All right. You know that most coffee that you drink is a smorgasbord of chemicals. The coffee flavoring that they put in, like Irish cream and stuff like that, that's put in not because they want you to have an exciting experience, but because they got to cover up the horrible taste of most coffee. Most of the flavored coffees are there because the beans they use are highly acidic, bitter. The coffee companies are looking for the cheapest stuff. So that's not what you're getting with BuzzBox. You're getting the best stuff. Organic, free of imperfections. It'll blow your taste buds away. The coffee is taken care of properly. BuzzBox coffee releases the power of smell and flavor. It is superb. Michael, no joke. How does it taste?
Tastes great.
Yep.
Less filling.
It does taste good.
It does. It is great coffee.
All right. So you get the idea. BuzzBox coffee. Either order it by calling the 8 number. What is that? 866 something or other. I didn't get the number from it. Yeah. 866-456-7805 for BuzzBox coffee. You'll be helping my Eastleigh farm because I'm not taking any money for this. The money's all being donated to my farm. 866-456-7805. BuzzBox Coffee. Get your free pound of coffee now.
Repairing potholes is quick and easy with Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch is a high-performance patching material made with more than 95% recycled materials and can be used in wet or dry applications in any temperature. There's no oily mess or VOCs, and it's odorless. For long-lasting pothole repairs, count on Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission
It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting it done on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The $2.4 billion Revel Resort has not found a buyer. That's one of the East Coast's biggest gambling markets. A lot of trouble in Atlantic City. Interesting how nobody's going there, but everybody wants to go to Las Vegas. There's something about the action in Las Vegas. It's cool. 51 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Where are we here at 51 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is all excited about Apple's new ebook company. Why would that be exciting? Kenny, why would Apple's new ebook company be exciting to somebody that's a reporter?
Because it could be competition for Amazon's Kindle.
Ah! All right. The Kindle, the Nook. Got it. Okay. So now I understand. Is your comprend? Now, for us, always be here when we need him. Shelley and technology in the spotlight. Tech Talk time on Good Day. Stand by, please. Sit by. Be by. Ears open. Mind open.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man.
Like, that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's
easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager is the best. It was Boston.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon may be the biggest name in the world of ebooks, especially with its new Kindle Unlimited service, but it's far from the only game in town. Oyster and Scribd offer similar and arguably better services for about the same price. But another company is silently making a push to challenge Amazon. Apple. Apple recently acquired a company called BookLamp, which is known for its Book Genome Project. Called Pandora for Books, the Book Genome Project gives you book suggestions based on a natural language analysis of the other books you've read. BookLamp's tech scans the writing styles of books you like, then goes and finds other books or authors that write in a similar style or with similar themes. Its goal is to recommend books you won't be able to put down instead of just recommending whatever books are most popular. This means Apple's iBook service will be able to offer better recommendations and smarter searches than ever and help you discover your next favorite book. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven all day for years, almost 100,000 miles. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1, keep your engine running like new. Right now, you can get Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil for a new low price at Walmart. 5-quart jugs run rollback for $22.66 at your local Walmart. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, neighbor, which feels better, receiving or giving?
Giving?
Actually, both. This Saturday only, stop by your neighborhood Ace. You'll receive 20% off while giving to a good cause. Just donate $5 to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We'll give you a 5-gallon bucket, and you'll save 20% on almost anything you can fit inside.
Hey, great reason to fix the porch.
Yep, everyone wins.
August 16th, only at participating stores. See store for exclusions. Limit one bucket per customer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Here are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50 cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 fix mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17 cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it applies to store, staples.com for details.
In other technology news, Facebook's recent effort to force you to adopt its standalone mobile messaging app has privacy-concerned users up in arms. Many of you think the app is especially invasive. There's a blog from the Huffington Post, Kenny, that published took shots, I guess maybe better, at Facebook. Because he claims the app gives Facebook direct control over your mobile device, does it? Is that accurate that it does?
No. No, it gives it some control that you have to agree to, but before it will do anything, it will ask your permission. But it needs things like the microphone because there's voice dialing with the messenger thing, So it needs to be able to access that, so you have to give it permission.
Do they say that because of our terms of service, we can do all of this stuff, and they're still sort of hiding behind that, right? Or that's their...
Yeah, but so is everything on the internet, every app does.
So it's not as much to worry about as some people think?
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here's a perspective of somebody who really knows. Ken Kessler with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Richmond.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.